Closing fire. You're listening to What's Her Face by Christine and the Queens, live on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Vancouver Convention Center Study and Go Abroad Fair. The fair just opened, so if you're a student listening, come on down, get information about local university or international universities. And right now I think we have an interview, so Dana's going to take it away in just a minute. Stay tuned.
I'm sitting here with
Amir Hussain.
Amir, nice to meet you. And what university are you here representing?
I'm with Avalon University School of Medicine.
Okay, and where is that located?
We're on the island of Curaçao and the Caribbean island, 2 hours south of Miami.
Oh, wow, just a hop, skip, and a jump. So what's your position there?
I'm in the admissions department. Also active with recruitment as well.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about the programs that you offer there and what you're most excited about.
Sure, yeah. So we offer, we cater to any high school and or undergraduates as well. So coming out of high school, the 90 credit semester hours, which is the prerequisite, is near 16 months in duration, is held on the island. For those that are coming out of undergrad that have acquired that already, it would be 16 months of their basic science coursework. So both of those are on the island. After completion of that, they migrate back to for the States to do the bridge semester, which is MD5, and move on to the clinical sciences. So in a nutshell, it could be a five-year pre-med program coming out of high school or a four-year ND for those that are coming out of college.
Okay, and where in the States is that located?
We're in Youngstown, Ohio, as far as our office is concerned, with clinical sites, which is the rotation end of it. For the clinical experience, we have Chicago, Illinois, Beckley, West Virginia, and Phoenix in order to do the clinical rotations, and some in the Canada region as well.
Okay, and so tell me a bit about the campus in Curaçao.
Well, it is a beautiful island. Personally been there, so I could vouch for it. It is known for its beaches, so definitely a climate you can't beat compared to here, probably in Vancouver. But then also you do have, some dedicated time with school, but then we also have an SGA, which is a Student Government Association, that is forms, events with hiking, caving, whatnot. So you do get a chance to get some self a break, which you do need once in a while. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You need some time to get a sunburn, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And for people coming from Vancouver where it's the cost of living is very high, what is it like for living wages or living expenses there?
Yeah, it's actually much very, very affordable. Housing is walking distance to the campus, so you really don't need a vehicle to get around. it's right between $500 to $600 a month on average for the housing, and the food is it caters to anybody. Besides, you know, you have the all kinds of cuisines, and then also all of the American franchises as well to cater on the island. So it does accommodate for everyone. As far as language too, is English is the common one, so everybody does speak English there on the island. Obviously, the campus is all taught in English as well. So cost of living is very affordable, not expensive at all.
Okay, and what is your favorite, your personal favorite part of the island or thing to do on the island?
Mine was just actually really relaxing on the beach. can't complain with that. There's many. Did also have the opportunity to do where I went to the aquarium and swam with the dolphins. So that was one amazing experience, and anyone can do that at any time. As all year round event.
That sounds pretty magical. Is there anything you want to add before you go back into the fair?
Basically, I just want to encourage everyone to check us out at avalonu.org. That's our website. If any questions, reach us out at the admissions email at avalonu.org. We'd be more than happy to assist with any inquiries. We have a lot of information on the website for especially any targeting Canadians. We have a lot of information with loans. We are OSAP approved. We have Canadian loans to offer for those that want to apply for that. My name is Mir. I'm here at the Vancouver Convention Center. Come out and see me.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we are going to take you back to some music here. Up next, we have Courtney Barnett with Need a Little Time.
I don't know a lot about you, but you seem to know a lot about me, so I take a little time out. I take a little time out. I'm sorry that I lost my patience. You deserve better, it's true. I need a little time out.
listening to CITR. That was the Courtney's Lost Boys. And we're here at the Vancouver Convention Center for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. And right now I'm sitting with...
Joanne Bain from the University of Brighton.
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for sitting with us. So tell me a little bit about the university and the programs that are offered there.
The University of Brighton is located on the south coast of the UK, so a beautiful coastal location, less than an hour from London by train, so it's a real draw for Canadian students. And we offer over 500 different programs, so anything from law to physiotherapy to occupational therapy to medicine to psychology. So whatever students want to do, we have something pretty similar to that for them.
Wow, that's a lot. And I imagine it's a pretty big campus. How many students go there?
We have 21,000 students in total, and we have four campuses. So we're not all on one site. We have three campuses in the city of Brighton, and then a further campus along the coast in Eastbourne. So the maximum size of each campus is about 7,000 students. It's a good number of students, and about 10% of those students are from outside of the UK. So a real mix of nationalities.
Oh, amazing. So it's just like a small town on the coast. And what does the campus offer for students amenity-wise, and what kind of things are there to do around?
So every campus is completely self-contained. So the accommodation, the dorms are based there. There's sports centres, bars, cafes, restaurants. Each campus has a real sense of community. So the students get to know each other. They can hang out on campus. And then every campus is within easy reach of the city. And Brighton is kind of London squished into a small area. So it has lots of theatres, cafes. We have a month-long theatre festival in May each year, sporting events, nightlife. The nightlife is legendary, so if students are into partying, certainly Brighton can offer that for them. And as I say, the campus is within easy reach of the city.
So there's plenty of opportunity for drama and all that fun stuff. So what's it like? I've been asking people, because in Vancouver the cost of living is so high, and that's such a, you know, big thing. So when people are going there, what's it like living wise?
Obviously, being on the south coast is very attractive, so it is slightly higher than, say, the north of the UK. But it's nowhere near as high as the cost of living here in Vancouver and also London. But yet London is on your doorstep, so you've kind of got the best of both worlds. You've got London easily accessible to you, but you haven't got the cost of living in London. I know Vancouver's one of the most expensive cities to visit. Certainly Brighton is not comparable in that way, and it's very affordable for students to live there.
All right, so if during the summers people decide to stay there, are there any nice areas to travel to that are not too far?
The beauty of the UK is it's so much smaller than Canada. You can get from one end of the UK to the other in a fraction of the time that it would take you to travel across Canada. We have very good rail networks across the UK. Mainland Europe is very close to us, so a lot of students will stay for the vacation periods and maybe head over to mainland Europe. That's within an hour or so reach of us. As I say, London, Scotland, we've got two international airports within easy reach of us. So students can easily make a base for themselves in Brighton and see everything in the rest of the UK and also across into Europe.
Oh, great. So if you were a student there, what would you say is your favourite thing to do on the weekend?
Brighton's a very artistic city, so there's a lively arts and culture scene. We have things like artists' open houses. A lot of creative industries are based in Brighton, so we have the weird and the wacky and the wonderful. You're never bored in Brighton. That's what I like about Brighton. There's always something going on, street theatre, live music, whatever it may be. There's always something strange to find and quirky to look at, and the shops are great. Nightlife, I'm a little bit over the age for nightlife, but the nightlife is brilliant in Brighton.
Great. And any notable alumni?
Okay. We have Prince Harry and Meghan, the official wedding photographer for their wedding, is a Brighton alum. Also, Fatboy Slim, Norman Cook, is Brighton alum. And the guy that designed the Kylie Minogue Can't Get You Out of My Head dress is from Brighton. So some strange alumni there for you.
Definitely an eclectic group. I think that sounds awesome. All right, well, is there any last words you want to put in there before you go back into the fair?
We would welcome students from Canada. We have a number of students from Canada studying with us, and you'd be most welcome to join them. I'm sure you'd have a great time at Brighton.
Sounds like a fun place. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us, Joanna.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For your time. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, I think we're all sold on Brighton. I know I am. When I was there, it was a very, very cool place, and I'd encourage anyone to visit and travel or study if you're at all able to do so. We are live at the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Once again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. Up next, I have a track from Empress Of. This is When I'm With Him.
Start of nothing, ooh, I could hit you. is quite all right to hit me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
Something about your body makes me feel so safe. I want you on top of me like a paperweight. Don't be too busy for me, it's a Saturday. I like to give you a hard time, hope that's okay. I memorize your voice and every single phrase. We never grew out of that too much PDA. The genesis of our love started in the rain. I hope it grows into a forest just the same. Just the same. Say something. Say you see. Race. I can concentrate with your arms round my waist. Forget your other obligations, it can't wait. I like to be your main priority, first place. We learned all about each other, it took one day. I know almost everything you love and hate. The genesis of our love started in the rain. I hope it grows into it's just the same. Just the same. Say something.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the Study and Go Abroad Fair. We're going to be back with more interviews in just a minute here. The song that's playing under my voice right now is Girlpool with Stale Device. Stay tuned for more.
Bye. complicated. Running me around got me frustrated. No, that's why I've been laying low. If you wanna make it work, baby, gotta say it. Need a little more than participation. Or I could go be on my own.
So I would kiss you, I lay with you, you broke. No, I can't fix you, I won't. No, won't diss you, but babe, yeah, might miss you. If you're cold and needed shelter, I'd hold you, but not switching. No, we're not together, but babe, I won't forget you.
What I need, what I need, what I need is for you to be sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. For you to be sure, no, no, no. What I need, what I need, what I need is to tell me that it's yours, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no. No, no, no.
River, drown river. I will come to your river. I will come to your river. Come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul again.
Carry away my old leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Sink my pains and complaints. Let the river take them. River, drown them. My ego and my blame. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Those on me's so ashamed. Let the river take them. River, drown them. To your river, I will come to your river. I will come to your river. Come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul again.
And fading out in the background there is a bay with river. And you're listening to the Study and Go Abroad Fair live broadcast from CITR 101.9 FM. And right now I am joined by...
Arturo Bello from Mexico.
Awesome. And Arturo, which university are you representing today?
We're actually an education agency. We're representing three different programs, which is high school, but we also have university, which offers a couple of programs like intensive Spanish programs with where you can like learn Spanish in the morning and then get to academic courses and then also get to conversation programs and get like a couple of extracurricular activities in the afternoon. And we also have an SSL program in another city, which is really interesting because it's Spanish as a second language, but it focuses on like in all the experience, like in this immersive experience. So you are learning Spanish at a school with other international students, and then you get to live with a homestay that's local, of course. We also offer the homestay accommodation, which is really cool. It's in a small city in the Gulf of Mexico, which is beautiful. Like the sun, it's sunny all day. We have the beach like in a 15-minute car ride. So there are also a lot of activities. You can go to a pyramids near there. So it's really cool to not just learn Spanish, but have like this immersive experience, like into the country with the people and culture.
Totally. That sounds incredible. And which city specifically is that immersion and homestay program situated in?
Okay, we have different cities. We have the massive Mexico City. We have Tuxpan, Veracruz, which is in the Gulf of Mexico. We have Cuernavaca, which is called like the city of the eternal spring because it's always sunny. They don't have beach, but they have a lot of pools. Like it's really popular with all like the tropical thing. And we also have Puebla with high school and other Spanish programs too.
Where in Mexico do you live?
I lived in Puebla. I moved here. Now I'm studying and working in Vancouver. But I personally lived in Puebla, in Tuxpan, Veracruz, in the Gulf of Mexico. And in Mexico City also I had the opportunity to work there.
That's amazing. So what are some of the things that people, that might draw people to Mexico City versus Puebla or like the other way around?
I think it depends on the person, like what do they like? If you are like a city person, you love the vibrant life, you love like every moment have something to do and go to the theater, to the movies, to the movie premieres and like have a lot of events and international concerts, definitely Mexico is a city for you. And like with all the restaurants, museums, like you have always something to do. If you want something more calm, but and tropical at the same time, maybe you can go to Cuernavaca, which is a smaller city, but it's a medium city, let's call it like that. And if you want like a smaller experience with more local people, you can go to Tuxpan, Veracruz in the Gulf of Mexico, which is lovely. And I've lived there. I'm from there too. So it's really cool that option. It depends on you, I think, on your personality, what you like.
Yeah. So what kind of jobs would this program be setting people up for? Like after they've had this immersive experience, they've learned Spanish, they've built all these relationships with their host family and people they've met. What kind of like walks of life do you see students who pass through the program moving on to?
I think there's a program designed for everyone. So if it like customizes, I think it's the other way around. Like the people do not like adapt to the programs, but the programs adapt to the people. So if you are even an executive, we have the university in Cuernavaca they have like an executive program. So they have like intensive classes with academy classes, and they have given like a lot of training in Spanish and like learning taught Spanish, to a lot of brands, like international brands like Coca-Cola, for example. If you're an executive, you can do that. Or if you want like, no, I just want to learn Spanish, like because I want to live there or want to take a course, you can go to another Tuxpan, for example, that's only Spanish learning. So I think that whatever you're looking for, we can help you and have a program for that.
That sounds really wonderful. Is there anything you want to add here before we finish up?
No, just like to invite everybody to discover Mexico, to live this amazing experience. And yeah, just Spanish is a wonderful language. We have an amazing culture. And you can discover all of those. And it's an amazing opportunity to learn Spanish, but also to immerse in the culture and not just the language.
Arturo, thank you so much.
No, thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Cheers. All right, so that was Arturo representing, one more time, what was the name of the institution?
Class Education, representing three institutions, Universidad Latinoamericana, the Latin American University, GCG Education in Tuxpan, and the European College in Mexico City High School.
Amazing. So if you want more information about any of that, you can come down to the Study and Go Abroad Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center East Building until 4 p.m. and find out more for sure. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting live until 4 p.m. And up next, I have a track by Kate Bush for you. Stay tuned.